Obviously, drug pricing is on everyone's minds, and I've heard some of your responses to, broadly speaking, the topic. But I wonder on the specific point of price increases, annual or regular increases, do you think that there needs to be some sort of curbing or some sort of regulatory oversight into how quickly and how much prices increase?
The issue of drug pricing is a real issue in the US, but it is not the issue that some people think and present. The total cost of medicines to the healthcare system represents 12%. This is how much the employer, this is how much Medicare pays to us in terms of how much pays to hospitals, physicians, everybody else. So by definition, this cannot be the big problem when you are 12%. And by the way, it's going down, not up. For example, in the first 6 months, Pfizer reported minus 5% in net pricing of US medicines in the US business. And it was minus also the years before. So that's not the problem. But I'm sure that our patients, the patients that are taking our medicines, didn't experience this minus 5%, experienced 2, 3, 5, 10, 20% sometimes increases in how much they have to pay. What is their participation for the cost of the medicine? Because the two are not connected. We have a problem here. The Americans are paying for their medicines like if they don't have insurance, although they do have insurance. And this needs to change. This needs to make sure that it will not be the case moving forward. I'm sure that if they have to pay less, that will be a cost. And the system will have to absorb a cost. Who is paying for that cost? We are willing, the pharma industry, to participate and pay our fair share, pay even more than our fair share, as long as everything that we provide goes to release patients from their out-of-pocket. Where we disagree, it is policies that will take all the money from the pharmaceutical industry and move them to the black hole of the federal budget to do other things. This is not the issue right now. The issue is the out-of-pocket of patients, which is very, very high. That's what we need to address. If there are other projects that also are much needed, like the infrastructure project, I agree that everybody should contribute based on some rationale, but not necessarily that we target the pharma industry to fix the infrastructure. We should target corporate America. We should target everyone who can contribute so that we can resolve the infrastructure. Everything that the pharma industry is giving extra on top of that needs to go to release the out-of-pocket of the patients, needs to make medicines affordable.
Definitely. Well, I wish that you and I could solve that problem together here, but unfortunately, we're
Why
out of
don't they
time.
try?